All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald. The Edmund Fitzgerald was lost with her entire crew of 29 men on Lake Superior, November 10, 1975, just 17 miles north-northwest of Whitefish Point, Michigan, almost at her destination when she went down. We're going to talk with the executive director of the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum, Bruce Lynn, coming up on the next segment of the show. I remember that. I was in junior high at the time in Coos Bay, Oregon, when that happened. Republican State Senator Dan Fion of Fond du Lac has made it official. He is running for re-election. Senator Fion kicked off his 2020 re-election campaign for the 18th State Senate District last night at Whispering Springs Golf Club, and he joins us on this segment of the show. Great to have you on the program.
Good morning, Greg. Thanks for having me.
You were elected to the State Senate in 2016. You defeated Winnebago County Executive Mark Harris 56% to 44%. Your thoughts on this term that you've had in the state Senate and your decision to run for another term?
Well, the first thought is I can't believe it's been that 3 years already. It's time flies when you're having fun, I guess. You know, I do enjoy what I'm doing. A lot of people ask me, what is it you enjoy most about your job? And it's meeting all the good people throughout the district and the state of Wisconsin. Whether you agree with them or not, we can have respectful conversations. And there's just a lot of good people out there. So it's a pleasure to represent them here in the 18th Senate District. So we were happy to get kicked off last night, and we're excited to go back to Madison because we've accomplished a lot in the last 3 years, but we want to accomplish more into the future as well.
So you are, I can call you a Senate leader. You're the assistant majority leader.
Yes.
You also serve on the Senate Economic Development, Commerce, and Trade Committee. Economic development in the state of Wisconsin, how would you describe it at this point?
Right now, we've done a lot of good things in the last 3 years. You know, I serve on the WEDC board, which is the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. I also serve as the Economic Development, Trade, and Commerce and Trade Committee chairman in the state Senate. So I went down to Madison with the idea of working on economic development, but it's turned into more of a workforce development focus. So because to do economic development, you need the workforce to do it. So that's really where the focus is right now. But economic development's in a good place right now. We got a lot of good programs in place, and we need to continue using those programs to keep moving forward.
If you are reelected, what would your top priority be?
Well, back 3 years ago now, my top priorities were funding for education, roads, and then smaller, smarter government. That's really the three things I focused on all the time. So I think in the last 3 years, we've done that. We've put over $1 billion in new education funding in place, about $650 million in both budgets. That's new funding going to local schools here in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh throughout the entire 18th Senate District. Continue to make college more affordable with the UW system, tuition freeze in place. As a parent who has two children that went through the UW, one's still there, we really appreciate that. But that's something that makes college more affordable. We've also done multiple tax cuts, cut property taxes, personal property taxes we've cut, and income tax rates have went down as well. Plus, we've also eliminated two taxes, the alternative minimum tax, and we got rid of the forestry mill tax, which appeared on everyone's property tax bill. That's gone forever. So we finally eliminated two taxes. That's a good thing. One of the biggest things I'm proud of is we got funding for Highway 23. Highway 23 is now under construction, and it will be done in the next 3 to 4 years. So that's a good thing. We finally got that project rolling. And then we have a lot of correctional officers in this area with a lot of correctional institutions. So fought down in Madison to get more pay for these people. So we got some pay raises for them, and we got some guaranteed continued raises for correctional officers throughout the system, which is much needed so they can compete and be on a playing field where they can get workers comparable to these other industries in the area. So that's a good thing. It's a thankless job they do. So when you see a correctional officer out there, tell them thank you for what they do. So we also championed career and technical education funding in the last two budgets. That's something that helps out high schools, and it also helps out the students that are going to be entering the workforce someday, getting them some career and technical education credits and also some knowledge in some certain areas. So that's a good thing. Another area I'm very proud of is we put a lot of money into about $6.8 million into attracting people to come to Wisconsin. And a lot of that's being spent on military bases as transitioning veterans as they're leaving the military. There's work fairs and things like that. We have the state of Wisconsin at those now saying, come to Wisconsin. It's a good place to work, good cost of living, and shorter commutes than most places around the nation. So please come to Wisconsin. And from what we're hearing from companies like Microsoft and the military themselves, they say the Wisconsin delegation that's at these, they're really doing a great job, and they're getting people to come to Wisconsin, which is good. So there's a lot of good stuff we've done. We've put more money into roads. Now it's a matter of making sure that that money is actually being used for more roads, that we're getting more miles of roads, and it's being used in an efficient way so we can look at how do we further develop that process. So done a lot of good things, but got a lot more to do, and so that's why I want to go back to Madison.
The state Senate this week voted in favor of a constitutional amendment to limit the governor's veto powers, preventing him from using his partial veto to increase spending when the governor was able to provide more money for public education by using his veto power. It's got to pass two consecutive sessions of the legislature before it would go to a statewide referendum. Why is the legislature trying to pass this now? Why not pass it 4 years ago or 5 years ago or 6 years ago?
The reason being is we didn't realize the governor was going to increase spending via a veto. Governor Evers did increase spending via veto. So that is what was the impetus to get this bill going. Dave Craig is the author of this bill, and I support him on it. Vetoes are designed to either get rid of something totally or to lower the spending level to a level which he was more comfortable with or whoever future governors are more comfortable with. It was never increase or designed to increase spending. And it's had nothing to do with education. It's increased spending in any area of government, whether they see fit, and they can find a loophole in how they veto things to increase that spending.
Even if it doesn't increase the overall budget.
Even if it doesn't increase the overall budget, because the budget is broken up into many, many different areas. So it went past the legislative intent. And the legislature controls the appropriations. The governor signs off on them or says lower. So, and that's how the veto is set up, and that's why this is being done. And it is a high hurdle. It's got to pass two legislatures, two sessions of the legislature, and then it's got to go to the voters. The voters ultimately get to make that decision. Is this a good idea or not? Right. And if it gets to that point, it's our job to make that case to the voters.
The Senate voted this week to fire Brad Paff as the Ag Secretary. Did he do anything that was so egregious that he should not have been confirmed?
Brad Pfaff, I met with him early on. It was probably January, February. I don't know the exact date when I met with him. We had a nice meeting. There has been some missteps since the hearing on Brad Pfaff in February. So he's had 10 months on the job now, and he's had some missteps along the way. He hasn't worked with the legislature in getting them the information they asked. He gave it to the media before he gave it to the legislature. That's an overreach, we thought. Also, he's got some livestock siting rules that he's been proposing that are just an overreach of regulation above and beyond a burden to put on farmers at a time when the agriculture industry is not strong. There's a lot of challenges in agriculture. We need a strong leader. Brad Pfaff has not put together any proposals and brought them to the legislature on how we can help this industry. So we just thought it's time to make a change and bring in a strong leader for the agriculture industry throughout Wisconsin.
All right. Yesterday, the legislature gaveled in and gaveled out on the governor's call for a special session on gun control. The governor says 80% of Wisconsin residents support the universal background checks and the so-called red flag law, and that Republicans are going to suffer in the next election for not taking up those two bills.
First off, let's talk about the two bills. I have had concerns with the two bills. They were proposed even before he did a special session executive or called for the special session. So they were out there. He rolled these bills into that order. I had concerns about the due process part of it. taking someone's gun rights, then how do they get them back? That wasn't clearly defined in the bill. And then also the gun background checks, I wasn't comfortable with them and neither. So, but I don't always make decisions based on polls, but the amount of calls and contacts coming into my office about opposing these bills is overwhelmingly opposed to it. Out of just shy of 600, 87.8% of the calls coming into my office say, don't do this. So the constituents throughout my district are saying, Dan, don't do this. So that's why I ultimately voted this way. And at the end of the day, if we really want to make an impact on gun violence, we need to keep thinking of a way to do that. These bills wouldn't have made a difference.
All right. Republican State Senator Dan Fion of Fond du Lac, he is running for re-election for the 18th Senate seat, district Senate seat. Greatly appreciate you joining us on the program. Best of luck in your re-election bid.
Thanks for having me on, Greg.